on, Mr. Coley. Just put the shirts back on.
See that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Right on. Thank you, Brad. If you live in Ocean City, Maryland, down by the ocean, home.
Hello.
It's just after 4 o'clock, and you're hearing this show on WETT. Get it? Wet? Hey, that's clever for the beach.
Ocean City, Maryland. Dedicating 96% of their show to the proud 4%, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we try. Happy touchstones right there. Time for caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
Mark Calkin.
Mark, where are you from, sir?
Portland, Maine.
Mark, thank you for listening. WZAN Radio. You have won the DVD of your choice from DVDExpress.com.
Awesome.
Big savings on thousands of the hottest movies, music and games, DVDExpress.com. But wait, you've also won a $50 gift certificate to giftpro.com. We take the stress out of holiday shopping. Go online and send your loved one a gift certificate from their favorite store at giftpro.com. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks.
Beauty. Hold the line, please.
All right.
Now, what do I want to do here? Tell you about the weekend or Big Bill? Yeah, let's just check in with Big Bill.
Big Bad Bill.
He's got his date tonight.
Boy, does he have a date in Shiloh and Jenna with the limo and the nice dinner out. And he's got a suit that he's renting, and he's going to be all cleaned up.
Want to make sure that he got his suit. Want to make sure that he's doing okay. Because I think we're just T-minus 3 hours away from his big date tonight.
Fantastic.
Want to make sure he cleans the pipes. Just in case.
Chris Elliott.
Anything can happen.
Sure. It'll be a night to remember.
Because there's something about Bill.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm not here right now, so leave a message and I'll return it.
I got another number. Hold on.
He can't be working. It's raining.
No, I do have a work number for him, too.
Really? Because he said construction work when it's raining, he's not working. It's sporadic, anyway. That's, you know, one of the many reasons he won the contest. Sporadic employment.
How many times do you think he's going to add it this weekend?
By himself?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. The backyard coming.
Yes, is Bill there, please?
No, he just left about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, crap. Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now?
Yes.
Did Bill tell you guys at work about his big date tonight?
Yes, he did.
Is he excited about it?
He certainly is.
That's wonderful.
Do you know if he received a suit of clothes?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
That's good to know.
Good.
Yeah, he's all set and he's all excited and came by and told us all about it. So he's headed out and looking forward to it.
What did he, if you don't mind telling us, what did he tell you guys about the date tonight? What's he most looking forward to?
I don't think it's the dinner.
There you go. Oh, well, I hope he has a great time.
So Bill, very well.
Bill seems psyched about it?
Oh, very much so.
Bill a good...
I don't think he's been able to stay still all weekend.
Is Bill a good worker?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Yes, he's a good guy.
Yeah, see any chance for advancement at the company that you have there?
After this weekend, I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after this weekend, right. Was he in the men's room a lot with the door locked today?
I wasn't around, but he may have been.
Because that's the one piece of advice we've given him.
Yes, he told me about that. Well, matter of fact, I was listening, so...
Oh, very good. All right. So you know the whole deal about Bill.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Very good.
All right, good. And he's deserving of this Christmas wish, right?
Very much so. You guys had him pegged right.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Beautiful. All right, thank you. How long does it take him to get home, do you know?
About 45 minutes or so.
All right. We'll check with him later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's just as good as a call to Big Bill himself.
Yeah, that guy was—he had it together. He knew of the show, and that's good.
Tonight, Big Bill will be going on the town with Shiloh and Jenna from TwoExposed.com. Limo service provided by Big Apple Limousine.
I see no chance of this being anything other than the perfect date. Outside of some like wild card, like a heart attack or something. I think it'll be
if whatever happens, Mike, even if it is the big one, so to speak.
It'd be still a good way to go out, wouldn't it? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Shiloh, Jenna,
you will hear it all on tomorrow's show because we're sending Bill out with a tape recorder tonight, so he's going to be taping every last second.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful evening. We'll end with him going back to his parents' house. Could be worse. It could be a van down by the river.
Okay. Listen, not the weekend. First, I have to tell you something. That the curse of Stossel is still there.
I can't tell you how disappointed I was when you told me this. This is a bummer.
The pride of Puerto Rico, Charlie Stossel, our movie man, who comes on the show every Friday and tells us about movies.
Right.
Generally, with the exception of the movie Dogma.
Contact.
Because even a blind squirrel finds an acorn occasionally. With the exception of Dogma, every time Charlie Stossel has gotten on the show and raved about a movie,
right.
It has turned out to be a piece of crap, like the piece of crap that was in Leah Remini's PJs.
Mm-hmm.
I took his advice, my son and I, Saturday, we went to see Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
He raved about this. He said this is one of the funniest movies of the year.
He compared it to Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the great scene where Jeff Daniels has diarrhea.
He said, if you like the bathroom humor, you'll really love this movie.
He said it's very much like Waterboy,
mm-hmm.
which I loved.
Right.
He said it was laugh out loud, 3.5 porcelain dolls, hands down, funniest movie he's seen in a long time.
Right.
I'm telling you, and I'm the target audience.
Okay? Yeah, I would have thought that you would have loved this movie.
Sure. When it comes to stupid, lowbrow, lowest common denominator movies,
mm-hmm.
I am the guy.
Right.
This movie did not make me laugh once.
How do you line up on the Schneider, the Rob Schneider front? Do you not like him,
okay.
or do you like him?
No.
What did you think?
Going into it, I'm ambiguous about it.
Okay.
I mean, like, he was in Waterboy. He's the guy in Waterboy who says, "You can do it!"
Okay, so you have laughed at him before.
Yes.
All right.
The problem with this movie, Deuce Bigalow, is that it's almost like The Wedding Singer,
mm-hmm.
in that it has funny moments, but there's also moments where, like, Rob Schneider is trying to really act,
yeah.
and there's real love scenes, and there's, like, tender emotional scenes.
No, he's out of his depth there, I think.
And I went to this movie ready to laugh my ass off,
right.
and I didn't, and the bathroom scene, which was so ballyhooed by Charlie Stossel,
mm-hmm.
nothing. I mean, nothing. There's a guy in a stall, and while Deuce Bigalow's talking to his dad, you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you hear. He right. had the balls. Mr. Puerto Rico had the balls to compare this movie to Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
No, so tremendously disappointed.
Oh, I'm watching Checker
mm-hmm.
10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, that's got to stink. Especially when it's a comedy, you would think it would move a little quicker than that.
No. And I'm going to see if my son is honest. My son, who's also in the Target demo... I'm 40, but he's 14.
They say the kids love this. The you know, the teenagers and those kids love this.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hi, Bill. I'm running out the door.
Oh, where are you going?
To the vets. Our babies need their shots.
Oh, listen, I got to, I'll tell this without you. Just about the ridiculous mall stuff this weekend. And the painful exercise that my wife goes through. And I tell her not to do this. Of actually following someone around, pegging someone as they come out of the mall... and actually driving 1 mile an hour to follow them to their parking spot.
Oh, my God.
I don't do that because I enjoy scaring people, Boo. It's like you have no
choice. Well, you did it, though. I mean, that's...
I know, but not because, you know, you could beg me not to do it, but I wouldn't have a place to park. I mean, and then you end up bonding with the person because they flag you when they're cutting through and they slow down so you can... I mean, because then they feel obligated to let you have their spot.
If you get the right person. If you get the wrong person, they'll actually double back and make you drive a little extra way and
well,
then sit in the car for 20 minutes reading a receipt.
We did that. Bart and I did that when we went to the movies. It was so great. When we got done with the movies, we went out to the car. And people had followed us back.
Barty wouldn't do that. You would do it. I've got to go.
I did it. All right. Nice.
Okay, boo boo. And I'll be expecting your letter tonight.
What? I told you.
Thank you.
I'll write you the same letter I write Leo.
I was thinking how remarkable it was that you hadn't talked to Leo all last week. I thought, oh, well, maybe that little love affair has died a natural death. But no, she was just sick.
Right, she was sick. She had sick poops.
Mm-hmm. So you probably wanted to speak to her. You just couldn't.
Oh, desperately, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, please.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye. Well, hold on. I'll talk to the boy.
He was in the background there.
Yeah. That's no problem.
Not at all.
Just erase Leah and write Frida.
Mm-hmm. Same exact letter.
Same letter.
Love letters. Starring Don Geronimo, appearing in a theater near you.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Oh, okay.
There.
Oh, dear. That might be a little troublesome. I mean, two people will be gunning for you.
Yeah. I'm not worried about him. Her I'm worried about. I'm more worried about Frida than Angela. That's what you're talking about. Well, now, hello. What is Bart going with her? I wanted to get an honest opinion.
Maybe they were both heading out the door.
Oh, crap.
Well, what was your impression of what he thought? I mean, did you think he...
I thought
Did he laugh more than you did?
No. And I thought he was lying to me, because when the movie got done, I said, boy, I hated that movie. That movie really sucked. What did you think?
And I thought he was lying. He says, I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't doing cartwheels about it.
Right.
And you
don't think he was being on the up and up? You think he really didn't like it?
No, I don't. And as we were taking the escalator down, we were in one of those multiplex jobs, I was talking to him in the escalator, and these strangers in front of us, I turned around and said to Bart, that movie just really wasn't funny. And the guy in front of me turned around and said, hey, you know, I didn't think so either. I thought it'd be real funny. It was a piece of crap.
Right.
I said, Yeah.
That's good when you bond with a stranger, you know, about how good or bad the movie is.
Yes.
Is that what you did, too? Did you look back at him and go,
yes. Exactly what I did. But I guess the point is, Stossel, wrong about that.
Right.
And my wife went through the exercise of how she can do that, I don't know, to follow somebody around. Mm-hmm. So when we were at the theater, what I did when we got in the parking lot was, we got in the car and somebody had obviously followed us from the shopping mall to the car.
Right.
We got in the car, mm-hmm. I put it in reverse, I backed out about 2 feet, then I stopped and I pulled it back in.
Oh, God.
And turned the engine off. Now, Bart said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, wait, I got to find the CD. I just bought a CD.
That is so obnoxious.
I said, I'm looking for a CD. But the whole time I really knew where the CD was. I was just watching the guy behind me. And I waited until he got done waiting.
Right.
And then as soon as he drove by, boom, I backed right out.
Oh, God.
And I gave the spot to the next lucky person who just happened upon it.
Who was just there, and it was their lucky day.
Right.
It's, you know,
it's
find...
It's a little thing. You got to find the little moments in life, Mike.
You know, I hate the process. I've done it before, when you sit there and you wait for somebody to come out of a parking space. But I usually use about the 15-second rule, because, I mean, I find that people do that all the time. And it happened to me the other day, and I made the mistake. And I always feel tremendous rejection when I will be waiting for a car, and then they're doing something, and it was a young couple, and he hustled to the car and jumped in the front seat. I said, this is going to be automatic. And then they start talking, and then she glances back at me, and I knew I was dead. I knew at that moment that I was dead.
Yeah, get the look.
Yeah, she gets the look back there, and then I just moved ahead. And sure enough, as soon as I went, 4 miles down and parked, I see them pulling out, and then the next lucky person comes in. It's very difficult. Holiday parking around here is, I think, the hardest in the nation.
And then I thought yesterday I made the perfect move with my wife. I had to go out to the stadium to do the Redskins pregame show. And normally what I do is I bring my son with me, and we leave early, and we get there, we go out on the field, mm-hmm. and he comes up with me to the broadcast booth, and then Frieda gets a ride with other people, and she joins us later around the time the game starts. Well, as it turns out, Bart had studying and stuff because he has final exams this week, so I said to her, how about you and me go? We'll leave early together, we'll get to the stadium, we'll go down on the field, you'll come up to the broadcast booth. She said, okay. I mean, she wasn't thrilled about it, but she said, okay, because, after all, it was togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there, and I was excited to have her there. I'm like, wait till you see all the stuff that happens now. The real exciting stuff.
Right.
Look, we're walking into the stadium 4 hours before the game.
Right.
Wasted on her. Just totally wasted on her. She said, why do you have to get here so early? I said, honey, you get here early because it's fun. You're here, and look, there's nobody here. We're going to go out on the field. We went down on the field, and this is where I thought that maybe, finally, Frieda would get some of what I get from being at the stadium every week and going on the field. We were on the field 2 minutes after we're on the field. She was already bored. She was looking around. She said,
let's get out of here.
She said, where's all the players? I said, well, honey, it's 10 o'clock. The players don't come out till about 10:30, quarter to 11.
Right.
She said, well, why are we out here then? I said, because look, we're on the field.
Was Sonny there at least?
Sonny was up in the booth.
But he's up in the booth, so we didn't even have Sonny down
there. It was just me and Frieda and Larry.
Larry Michael?
Larry Michael! Down on the field. And then Matt Millen, the guy from Fox, he came over, and I introduced him to Frieda. And at one point, she just turned and walked away. We started talking, and she turned and walked away. And I went over and said to her, I said, hey, what are you doing? She said, well, you guys were talking about football stuff. I said, that guy's a famous announcer. She said, look at the way that guy's dressed. He has like a blazer on, he has pants that don't match, and he has tennis shoes on. I said, sure. He only gets seen from the waist up.
Sure, yeah, it's like sportscasters sometimes, wear gym shorts.
I said, he's the real deal. She said, okay, well, when can we go up to the booth? So I thought, all right, well, the fun of being on the field has been wasted on her. Let's go up to the broadcast booth.
And you're disappointed at this point.
Well, a little bit.
A little hurt.
So we got up to the broadcast booth, and we get up there, and she looks around, and I said, so what do you think, huh? What do you think? And she said, it's nice. I think I'm going to go down to the parking lot now. And then she left, and, she went to see her friends.
There you go.
Down to the parking lot to go tailgating and stuff.
So it was lost on her. She would have done better getting there maybe around game time.
100% lost on her. The only time she really even had a good time yesterday is when I went out and bought her gloves. Because she was freezing. So I went to the concession stand.
For the best bargain basement gloves in the world, right?
Yeah, and paid $30 for this crappy pair of...
made out of paper.
Yeah, crappy pair of Redskins gloves. And she did seem enthused when
were
I brought...
Were they knitted at least? Were they knitted or were they the plastic kind?
No, they were made out of a soft wool-like material.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's good. A nice keepsake.
With the big Redskins logo right on the knuckle.
So you're basically covered for Christmas now. There you go.
So I don't think she was too terribly taken with the whole weekend, even though I thought that I was opening up this whole other chapter of me. And I say, this is what I'm about. This is what I get into on Sunday. I can't tell you, I must have said to her, maybe, I'm not exaggerating, 20 times yesterday, isn't this great? And she would just look at me, just give me a blank look, like, yeah, it's really great.
That's fun.
And we're walking around the stadium, I'm saying hi to all the people. I said, look at this, see? Everybody knows who I am around here. This is great. She says, congratulations. The guy who takes tickets knows who you are. I said, no. They know who I am. I'm allowed here. I said, I'm just walking around the stadium.
You are somebody.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Well, it was totally wasted on her.
She had a good time at the game, though, right?
Yeah, we left at halftime. She didn't have that great time. Okay. It was like by halftime, she said... You realize we've already been here like 6 hours today.
Yeah, that's a long day. That's a long commitment. But if you love football, it's the greatest.
Nothing better. And the Redskins won, which made it a great day.
Right.
We got home and we started going through the mail. And, you know, when you get Christmas cards, generally here's the flood that you get. The first batch of Christmas cards you get, you think, man, are we popular. Because we got a stack of cards like Yale Big. But they're all from businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, I'm opening them up, and they're all like from invisible fencing.
Isn't it a horrible feeling when you open a Christmas card that comes from a business? It means nothing to me.
Your Washington Post carrier.
I really wish they wouldn't do it. I really, because it's more junk mail is the way I look at it.
Right. So then we keep going, and then she says to me, finally, Frieda and I opened the mail last night. She says, oh, I got one that's not from a business. And I look at it, and I go, oh, God damn it, I hate it when people do this. And she goes, what? And even more than getting a letter from a business, a Christmas card from a business, I hate when you get a Christmas card from somebody you know, and what they do is they write a one-page
newsletter
monologue about every friggin' person in their family, and they just Xerox it to you.
Oh, it's horrible.
And send it out. And it's like, I was reading the first one of these, right? And I'm like,
Katie's in her first year at the university, and she's hoping to major and be pre-med. You know, say, stop it!
I said to my wife, I said, don't you know that people never read these things? She said, people that are interested read them. I said, no, this is a mass mailer.
Right.
This is like, there's maybe out of the 100 people who are going to receive this letter, there's maybe 5 that really care about it and read the
whole
thing.
Would make it better? I say send a newsletter like that if life is not going your way. Like if you say something like, you know, Vince is in his 3rd year of prison for the sex offense. We hope to get him out. He's going to be out soon, but it's very difficult. You might remember that Petula's heroin addiction had really done the damage to her body, but she's doing, you know, I'd like to read that. But
that would make interesting reading.
It's always the same, you know, it's always the same. Here's our family, our overwhelmingly successful family. Yes, sir.
And then we got another one of those, I won't mention from who, from a relative, who is just a Jesus freak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in Jesus, and I believe in God, and I go to church, but it's almost like, you know, when we were talking about Kathy Lee, the fact that when she does something nice for someone, she has to get on television and talk about it so everybody knows it.
Right. I think that kind of X's out the good deed.
And I think it's the same way with these Jesus freaks, these goddamn Jesus freaks, where people are so into Jesus that... they just can't be into Jesus.
Right.
They got to tell you that they're into Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the Christmas card, it's the picture of the wife and the husband and the kids and the dogs, and it's got like, you know, the palm, the PSALM, you know,
the psalm.
The psalm number. it's got the number.
How the hell do you not know? You know psalm, right? You know it's, but you go to church a hell of a lot more than I do.
I'm just caught up in the emotion of this.
Okay.
And it's got like John 3:16 or whatever it says on there.
I know, and the little reading. Right?
On the card, and it's got that. I go, well, that's, you know, they're Jesus freaks. That's all right. Then I go to read the letter.
How do you line up just on people that send pictures of their kids up?
I'm for that.
Okay.
I'm all for that.
Fine. Just checking.
That's great.
Just checking.
We're sending pictures of our dogs this year. The picture we
are
had
you really?
Of our dogs with Santa Claus.
Oh, that's
what
cool.
we ended up getting.
That's cool. Okay.
No, right. The pictures of kids are fine. They're cute at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, so we get the picture from the Jesus freaks, right? And the picture is a nice picture of their kids. You know, we're interested in what the kids look
right.
like. And the freak says, oh, look, it's another one of the letters you hate. And I go to the, and it's a mimeograph letter. To our friends and family, God has truly blessed us this year. As God writes in chapter 5, blah, blah. So I'm reading through this, and I said to Frida, why do they have to, you know, wear this on their sleeve?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just, and I'm reading it further, and then I laughed out loud, because it says that they were having some problems selling their house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're giving you the whole story of the last year.
Right.
And it said, we asked God why our house wasn't selling.
Mm.
And we figured out that God had a reason and God had a plan.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, 2 weeks later...
God wanted us to get 20% more?
2 weeks later, the house sold. All glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I read this affair, I said, listen, of all the things God has to worry about,
mm-hmm.
you think God really gives a frig if they get their house sold?
Maybe he's the reason they sold that house.
Well, apparently so.
And I, you know,
Jesus
I have no problem.
Freaks.
You know what? I have no problem with that as far as that. If that's what they think, if that's the reason that they sold their house, it's just really not. I don't think that the world wants to know about that. You know, it's like,
pious.
No matter what the reason is, I don't, you know, I don't care about stuff like
in
that.
In the letter that includes, like, Susie starting the second grade and little Billy has finally started to walk, we wondered for weeks why our house wouldn't sell. We
right.
prayed to God and wondered why God didn't want the house. I said to Fred, I said, does anybody ever call them up and say, shut up with this?
You know, put the real stuff in, though. Put the bad stuff and the good. Or just the bad would be fun, too. You know, I am on the verge of a complete and total nervous breakdown. I could barely get these cards out this year. This is just another pain in the ass. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
I hate you all. But please send me a nice gift. I really don't care how any of you are doing. I don't think about any of you on a day-to-day basis.
I've never read one of those letters that you talk about. I've never read one of those, whether I liked the people or not, whether I was interested in their family or not, where I didn't feel some degree of anger, where I was just kind of like frustrated.
Well, first off, it's
assuming that
it's impersonal.
It's impersonal.
It's a mass mailer,
and it's assuming it's the most. I think it's tremendously self-serving, and you're making an assumption that you are just the center of the universe, and
right.
everybody wants to know about you, whereas. Those cards are simply what they should be, a greeting, you know, and if you send your kids out like we do, we send pictures of our daughters out every year, that's it with, you know, Merry Christmas, that's it, it's just, that's it,
right.
you know, but don't, not the bio, you
yeah,
know what
no,
I mean?
I hate that. A little too much emphasis on Susie's swim team.
And I, when
like
I get
that.
A picture of kids, like little kids, I always like it, especially if it's somebody I haven't seen in years, I see a little picture of kids, that's great, some of the pictures are good, some of the pictures aren't, but it's fun.
Jesus freaks.
I mean, it's weird.
That's all I know.
It's like, this is what we are about. We are the center of our own universe. We know you care about us, so we are writing all this down.
God, I said, I feel like writing a letter back. I spoke to God. God hates these letters you send out every year. God wishes you would stop mimeographing 100 copies of this letter and sending it to every goddamn relative.
Really?
But that was
a weekend.
Happy holidays!
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hi.
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 What really bugs me about people that send out pictures of their kids is they don't send out pictures of themselves, so you know who the kids belong to.
That's a good point.
Of everybody's kids. And
yeah, but if you put your name in there, then they know.
Well, yeah, but if you haven't seen them in 10 years, you don't know what they look like, you know.
Yeah, a lot of times, this guy has a good point. A lot of times, even when the name is in there, a lot of times I have to go to Frida with a card and I say, who are these people?
Yeah.
Right.
She'll say, don't you remember they're the people Bart spent the night at their house last year? And I go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd never put pictures of me in there.
Kevin and Leah did a joke about that recently on King of Queens. They were standing by the refrigerator, and Kevin pulls a picture off the refrigerator and says, whose kids are these?
Because they don't know. And then the other bad thing that happens is when we're going through the cards, we're getting these cards from people, and immediately my wife says, oh, now we have to send them a card now. I said, no, we don't. They're not on our list. No, we have to send them a card because they sent us a card.
Yeah.
Said,
a lot of people do it that way.
I said, you're starting a vicious cycle now. You should end the cycle here. They sent us a card.
Mm-hmm.
We received it. Thank you very much. I said, you know what happens? You're going to send them a card, and
right.
now for the next 10 years, every year we're going to be obligated to send them a card
mm-hmm.
and get a card back from them. They're another one of the couples that we only know through my son's school.
Yeah.
I said, it's going to be, you know, he's going to be out of high school in 4 years, and we're still going to be getting cards from these people. We're still going to be sending these people cards. Don't do it. Break the cycle.
That's right. Very, very good.
Just, no, I have
to send them. I think you have to send them cards from people that have sent you cards that you don't really want to send cards back to. So you just, you know, forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Humbug Network.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, Baldy.
Hey, listen, I just heard you talking about that. I have a friend who's in prison in upstate New York, and evidently there's a company that caters to these guys and provides them with Christmas cards, custom Christmas cards. So we get a Christmas card from my friend Hector every year, and it's like Hector is sitting on a sled, riding down a hill. But it's real cheesy. It's like they took Hector's head and put it on, you know, superimposed it.
That's so sad. I mean, there really is like a wintry scene that they come in and take pictures of Hector.
Yeah. He's riding down on a sleigh, you know, and it's like, it's obvious, you know, that they superimposed the head on there.
That's great. Now, that's a card I wouldn't mind getting.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. When we get one this year, I'll forward it up to you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
And very Hector Christmas. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Your gods.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. The reason I called was because you guys were talking about Christmas cards, and I want to talk about Hanukkah cards.
What about them?
Well, the thing is that it's like, it's really wild, because we can all send out all those tons and tons of cards, but then when my dad got remarried and my stepmother's Catholic, all of a sudden we got to send out like 100 cards to all around, you know?
Hey, speaking of Hanukkah, Charlie, do you have that new Adam Sandler record for me? Adam Sandler has redone his Hanukkah song.
Oh, he's got a new Hanukkah song.
You know
song.
On that song that says,
Goldie Hawn,
Mel Gibson, that's one fine-looking Jew.
Yeah, the one that says David Lee Roth lights the menorah.
Yeah, right. That's excellent. Do we have that?
Not here. It's at my house. I'll bring it tomorrow.
That song is so funny. Oh, he also says, here's some other people who eat at the Carnegie Deli, Arthur Fonzarelli.
Right, I've heard the song. Thank you. How far is your house from here? Could you go on a commercial set? I bet you could.
I'll take that bet.
All right, please.
How much?
Well, the challenge should be...
You
bet against it. You bet he couldn't do it in a commercial set.
I can't do it in a commercial set. Traffic now, about 25 minutes.
25 minutes. Is Jimmy there?
No, he's upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, well then tomorrow.
That's funny. It's good. It's like his other one.
Is there anybody else bumping around that would have the time to go?
How come he didn't bring it into work?
Why?
So we could... Hello? You produce a radio show so we could play it on the radio.
I thought there was one here already.
Oh, okay. Is it like sitting, is it like in the middle of your magazines, or is it...
No, it's in the middle of my CDs.
Oh, okay. That would be hard to find.
It's in the S's.
Ah, the S's.
Right.
It's the middle of a pile of gay pornography. The pizza boxes. Empty pudding containers.
Yeah. And Polaroids of himself naked. Really obscured and blurry. Because it's too close. The camera's too close.
And a whole wall that's full of Shania Twain pictures. A la Hinckley style.
And Lee is on the ceiling.
Okay. Thank you.
Along with some other things on the ceiling.
Goodbye. We'll be right back. Time for another line or two in today's rhyme for the digital camera from bargainbid.com and the 12 days of Christmas. You can start the next one.
All right. He got a great thrill. I live my life
publicly. Are you going to make all of them rhyme with that? I mean, you can start something else.
What's that?
They don't all have to rhyme with thrill.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to the last... All right. He'd have lots of fun.
He'd have lots of fun. Lots of fun. Gun. I'm not a violent man, Mike.
Okay. Fine. Just it doesn't have to be used in the context of a real gun, of course.
Up his ass, he'd shove a gun.
But you're not a violent man.
Only when you make me.
He'd shove a gun.
See, See what you made me do?
Yes, see what you made me do. I told you it would work. He'd have lots of fun up his ass each of a gun.
Okay, he'd had lots of fun.
And then you have to get back to the next one. The next line will be the finishing line for that stanza.
For that stanza, yes, right.
That's
I agree.
That's the way it works. So,
I'm familiar with the formatics of your modern-day limerick.
There you go. Okay, very good.
You know, Buzz, don't you feel left out?
I do.
That you're not allowed to play this fantastic game today?
I'm brokenhearted.
Your next lines are, he'd have lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Up his ass, he'd shove a gun.
Okay, that's pretty.
That is the poem. And incidentally, that's what we should all send to Leah Remedy.
There we go, yeah. It's hard, you know, I'm thinking about that. I was just now, at the beginning of this break, thinking about Leah, you know, and it has already become, as much as I like Leah Remedy, it has already become a task for me.
Yeah, it's a chore.
It is a chore. It is.
Absolutely a chore.
It's homework.
And I got to figure out how I'm going to do it without my wife seeing it. Because I don't want to go home. We've decided that what we're going to do is write them down and email them to Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie Broyhill is going to email them to Leah. And then Leah is going to email hers to him, and he'll give them to us tomorrow.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to be home tonight sitting on the computer, you know, typing out this letter and you know, have Frieda looking over my shoulder.
I know.
I get flipped out enough already when I'm on the computer as it is. Because even when I'm not looking at something bad on the computer, when she comes in the room, I don't know, maybe you guys do this, just out of... I'm just been trained, as soon as she comes in the room, I click off.
Yeah.
So every time Frieda comes in the room when I'm on the computer, it goes... Goodbye.
See, got to disable those little sounds. You know?
Yeah,
you gotta
I've
say
tried.
You can't disable that?
No, because the computer has a speaker inside it.
Can't you go, like, to the mute button or something like that?
There is a mute button, but even when you mute it, very softly...
Goodbye.
It still has goodbye.
You were just looking at something.
Not to mention the fact that on the screen you get the big AOL thing that says, you know, you have spent 28 minutes online. Yeah, I get nailed on that all the
time. That's not good.
Even when I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Even when I'm looking at some of my stupid, like, NFL.com sites, it's just habit. I've been trained as soon as she comes in the room, I click off.
Yeah, right. I can understand that. You know, and I have a computer in an area where it's kind of like my space, and she doesn't venture in there very often. And it's just my little corner of the world, and she doesn't go in there, especially, you know. But I do get paranoid when I'm downloading certain emails from certain friends that, you know, where you see a bunch of big-breasted women on a boat, you know, it's always,
exactly.
You know.
Jason sent me a good one last week. I don't know where Jason gets all of the...
I wonder if you got the same one I did.
The mini-movies of the fat chicks?
No, I haven't seen that one.
They're the two fat chicks with a Coca-Cola can.
Oh, God.
And I think they're in a shower.
Oh! Did you see the candid one in the bar?
Yeah, I got that one.
That's a pretty interesting one. And then another one, you know, having such and such exposed on the Internet, priceless. You get a lot of those, you know, they do that variation.
That's how I found out about Shirley Hemphill.
Mm-hmm.
Lurch sent me an email.
An email,
morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's not working too well. I think I got to get it overhauled. I have to call our good friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
That's my guy.
He's a promo.
He comes to play. Oh, I love this guy. And there he goes off into the night.
Bravo!
Yeah, that's my guy. Not to be confused with Mike's guy or Buzz's guy.
They're all out there, and it's the holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Nipple.
That's nobody's guy right there.
No. He's an orphan.
I want to be yours.
You'll be my what? My nipple?
I want to be your guy.
No, I'm sorry. I've already got
second
it.
Guy. Nope. A junior guy.
Nope, sorry.
Once
please.
Again, it's that little prerequisite. Guys calling the show have to have their testicles dropped.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Right. Hello, you're on the air.
I didn't even make it past the screener. What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy, what do you want?
I was wanting to find out if you guys had an email address, because I got something I want to send to you guys.
Gee, that wouldn't be that wouldn't jam up the internet too much, would it? if we actually took emails that had an email address. I mean, there's so much. Do you get a lot of stuff that's just selling stuff and all that crap?
You can filter that out on AOL.
Yeah, if you know what to do. What I don't get. I'm not on AOL.
See,
though.
That's your mistake. You're like on some other.
Yeah.
Like.
Netscape.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're on AOL, you can hit a button that immediately just cuts out all the crap.
Really?
So you don't get any spam mail. You don't get any people trying to sell you stuff.
Oh, that's great.
You don't get any porn site stuff.
Well, what about all the little junk that AOL puts down in the corner as far as, you know, their little advertisements and stuff?
Well, now that is annoying. I tell you, there's nothing that is more frustrating than logging on and knowing that you've got mail, and immediately you got the thing that says, buddy list. Get the buddy list. You got to move the little arrow up there to click on that. Then on the bottom it says, you know, AOL download, increase your download time.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish they would do away with that crap on AOL.
Well, that's how they make their money, though, a lot of times. You know, they're selling that time.
Yeah. Well, it's better than it used to be, because it used to be before you got even to your main screen on AOL that you would get a screen that said, like, buy potted plants through the internet.
Right.
Click now for more. Click here if you're not interested.
That's right. Annoying. Yeah, it's you know, man, they're all, what it is really, it's still the great frontier. I mean, there's so many. I was talking to somebody about it this morning, and what they're going to be doing in the next 10 years is, it's just going to be, the internet is going to replace, I think, all media outlets. There's going to be, you're going to have so much more capability of getting home entertainment, of getting information, it's weird. I mean, it's just weird the different uses, and it's still the unexplored territory.
And you know, despite what Ken Stevens tells us, I got to think he's lying to us about this. I've heard from more than one person that very soon our show and other CBS shows will be offered on the internet.
That's great. It should
be. Right now, CBS is the only company in the world. This is the most forward-thinking company as far as media goes in the whole goddamn world.
Right.
But we're the only company that doesn't allow our shows to be broadcast on the internet.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So I've heard what you're going to be able to do in the year 2000 in the first quarter is you're going to have to pay. Shocker.
Right.
You have to pay with CBS.
Sure.
You pay like $18 a month, and you would log on to CBS.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a service that will rival AOL, where you'll be able to get on the internet, get your mail, do all that crap, and for the $18 a month, which is roughly the same thing that you would pay to AOL, they will have a lineup of all the CBS stations.
You click on it and you can listen to the show.
You'll be able to click on it and you finally be able to hear us on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard.
I hope so. I think they really should. I mean, so it's long overdue.
I mean, I've heard it for a long time, but every time I ask Ken about it, Ken goes, that's where'd you hear that?
Ken says, what is this internet?
It gives me this double speak.
You're like Homer on The Simpsons last night. I'm sorry, but it's like Homer on The Simpsons last night. He says, the internet, that's just good. That'll die down pretty soon.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I swear to God, I was having this conversation with Ken, which surprised me because he's a pretty computer-literate guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the laptops. He's got everything on computer. I was having to explain to him how people in office buildings have trouble picking up radio signals and how you can listen to radio through the computer.
Right.
I'm really having to explain it to him.
How's that again?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Ken's still got his clock radio on 12, you know, flashing.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, I got a couple good suggestions. Well, one of them is about your little thing with you. When you have something on there, I'm sure it walks in the room. And you can minimize that. Like, if you have something that you normally would look at, and then you could...
I'm aware of minimizing, but when you minimize, what it does is... It will put
says AOL on the bottom.
Yeah, on the bottom of the screen, it still lists what it is, so it's still caught. And it's, like I said, I'm not guilty of anything. I don't go to porn sites or anything, but it's just... It's my private thing.
Yeah, right.
And when she comes in the room, I instinctively, just immediately, just log off.
Right.
And then she instinctively thinks that you're doing something bad.
Right. That's what marriage is all about.
I had time years ago when the first one of my first forays onto these websites when I was downloading a photograph and printing this photograph. This is when you couldn't get it instantly, and you'd have to wait for the thing to come out.
Oh, it was a painful wait, isn't it?
When you were God. And it wasn't anything. It was a woman, like a movie actress. I forgot what her name was, in a bikini. And it was like, and I was sitting there, and I'm trying desperately to get off this thing. Meanwhile, the thing's going, and it's scanning across, and it's just like, well, what is this? And then I had to go through the horrendous horror of 20 minutes of sitting there, you know, while I'm busted and slowly just, well, that's nice. That's what, is it topless? I said, no, you can see the straps right there. Oh, terrific. It was weird.
She came in the other day when I was looking at those pictures of Kathy Lee Gifford with the no bra on her TV show. Those pictures I got sent from that guy in Chicago.
Oh, man, I love it.
She says, well, I'm glad to see you're really using the internet. I said, honey, I got emailed these pictures. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, you damn dums.
Hey, you damn dummy.
How are you, fellas?
Great, thank you.
Great to hear you. Listen, that little computer thing, you know, what you got to do is you got to hide that little taskbar down there.
You got to hide what?
Your taskbar where it shows up down on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you'll right-click over that thing, it'll...
Okay, we've entered the land of nerddom now. Seriously, that's our first foray into it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I got a hint for you for those ads you see on AOL.
Yes.
You can get rid of those. Go to the keyword is called marketing preferences, and you can tell you don't want to see that.
Okay, here's the keyword right now. I'm bored.
I know, enough.
I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not interested when we're trying to do a radio show.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Keyword is called...
See, thank you. Thank you for picking up my cue.
Dullard.com.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Well, what am I doing here anyway?
Listen, I got a quiz for you. You want to take a quiz?
I love quizzes.
Okay.
I probably like quizzes as much as you like lists.
It's a quiz about who has had plastic surgery and what they've had done.
All right.
Okay? New quiz. Carol Burnett, plastic surgery or not?
Yes.
No.
I thought it was in the papers that she had.
Was not. Mike, she's not on the list here.
Okay.
Let me give you another one.
Yeah, really.
Steven Spielberg.
Teacher.
Steven Spielberg.
I'm going to say no.
Yes. What has he had done?
He's had a nose job.
He's had eye lifts.
Okay. All right.
Peter Jennings.
0 for 2. No.
Yes.
Damn it.
And what has he had done?
I'm going to say he's had a facelift.
He's had a forehead lift.
Okay, that's the same thing.
A neck lift, a facelift, and eyelid lifts.
Wow.
He looks it these days, too.
He looks like he's had all that work done?
Yeah. Drawn up on the back.
Here's a softball for you. Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's also a facelift boy.
Chevy Chase has had an eye tuck, a facelift, and liposuction.
Oh, yes. Because, he wants to maintain that incredible physique.
The trifecta. Tony Danza.
I'm going to say yes.
Tony Danza, yes.
Huh.
He had his nose touched up. He had a facelift, and he had a neck lift.
A neck lift? God, that sounds painful.
Ouch. Okay, how about Michael Douglas?
I'm going to say no.
Yes, neck job.
Neck job, really? He doesn't look like he's had a
neck job. He's had a lot of neck jobs.
Yeah, really. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
The little neck.
Mm-hmm.
What about Regis?
Yes.
No.
You're kidding.
Regis has wrinkles, sunspots, jowls, necklines. He looks very natural for his age, but they say in this magazine he needs his eyelids done.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so at all. I think Regis looks pretty good for his age.
Matthew Perry from Friends.
No.
Yes.
Well, I've been wrong on all of them.
Nose job.
Except for Ms. Burnett. Carol Burnett hasn't had plans.
She's on the no list.
I see pictures of Carol Burnett, and she looks like she has Muppet quality.
She is on the no list.
All right.
And also, incidentally, it also says in the same edition of whatever rag this is I'm reading that she's dating a 23-year-old guy.
Woo! I bet he makes her do the Tarzan, yo.
Charles Grodin.
Wow. Yes. Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
Like a million times,
yes.
Charles Grodin is tighter than a drum. It appears... He has had a facelift and a neck lift. They do know for a fact that his eyes were done and he's had hair transplants.
Oh, yeah. You can look at him and he has that kind of plastic quality to his face.
Okay, I told you Tony Danza. Oh, well, of course, Kenny Rogers. You know he's had liposuction.
Everyone considers my thighs the fattest in the county.
But what else for Kenny Rogers?
Did he's had lipo?
He's had a... Besides lipo.
He's had a facelift.
And?
And he's had a... An eye lift.
Nope. Hair transplant.
And
really? Hair transplant.
I thought he had a great, beautiful, thick head of hair.
Wasn't Kenny Rogers the one who had a bad reaction to a liposuction that gave him breasts? Or like,
that was in the tabloids. I don't know if that was true, Robbie, but
I'm sure it's gospel truth.
Fantastic.
It was in the tabloids. Rack on Kenny Rogers.
Okay. And, I know I told you this one before. Al Pacino.
Yes.
Yes. Al Pacino's had a forehead lift. he's
that
had.
That sounds so funny when you say that. A forehead lift is like,
a forehead lift raises your eyebrows and takes out the wrinkles in your forehead.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
Al Pacino's also had an eyelid job, and he's also had an infraorbital facelift in which the surgeon goes in through the eye area and pulls the muscle up from the inside.
Oh, man.
How great is that?
You're out of order.
Mm. How great is that?
And, of course, he had his teeth done for the Devil's Advocate.
Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to say, oh, yes.
No.
Oh, man.
No for Jennifer Aniston. How about Courtney Cox?
No.
Yes.
I'm just blown. I'm failing this.
It's hard.
Nose job.
I think I've given them all to you.
Yep, that's all. That's all the good ones I had.
Wow.
You want to see something gross from the tabloid?
I'd love to.
Here you go. This is really in poor taste.
It's about the JonBenet thing.
Oh, jeez, no. I take it back.
What they've done in the New Examiner is, on the headline it says, JonBenet murder photos. Do they show the killer?
Mm-hmm.
So you open it up, and inside you see a little girl lying on the floor.
Is it totally recreated or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. It's and very in very small letters in the top left-hand corner says dramatic reenactment.
Sick. That's crap.
What they did was they got a real little kid to lay on the floor with this thing around her neck. And here, look, this is the one that those are gross. This is almost comical. This is a recreation of what they think it might have looked like with John Ramsey carrying his daughter's body up the basement stairs. And it's a picture of a guy with his back to the camera carrying this little girl in his arms.
Yes,
how sick is that?
You know, they really sometimes... You think that they can't go into a certain area, and then they do.
Yeah, that shouldn't scar the little girl who posed for the photos.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
They should just stick like the plastic surgeries and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That's where they're good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Hi there.
How are you all?
We're great, thank you.
I'm just so excited to be on the phone with you guys.
As are we.
I want to say, Mike, you are the most funniest person I've ever heard in my life. I just love you. I think you're so funny. And, Robbie, I love your laugh. You just crack me up on the way home.
God bless you. Thank you.
I just wanted to say hi to you guys, and I think you're wonderful.
Yes. Like, I'm just friggin' window dressing.
Thank you, though. Thank you for the call. Sure, Mike and Rob appreciate it very much. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops.
Now, we'll get one for you, because...
No, I don't need one, Mike.
Everyone needs one. It's the holidays.
No, very secure. No problem. Hello. I don't mind you getting those calls. You are a very funny man.
As are you. Can I tell you, seriously, today in particular...
Shut up.
Perfect show.
Well, as always, say to you,
there we go.
I just hate it when Rob gets those calls.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to know, Don?
Yes.
You say that you always have to, like, click out of these things every time your wife comes in.
That you always have to click out of these things. It's another computer call, right?
About the internet? Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
That last caller, I believe, had a very thick layer of latex paint on the roof of his mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys were talking about the quiz. I saw on the news last night they're going to do a sex change.
We're talking about what?
They're going to do a sex change on the internet. This guy has been taking the hormone shots.
Yes.
And he's got the breasts and everything.
So they'll be cutting off his penis on the internet?
Yep.
That's why Al Gore invented it. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's finally an informative call. www.dickless.com. We have to do a break. Then we are coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHT.
He was last year, and he didn't show, so he's not invited this year.
Oh, okay.
I think didn't we invite him last year, Robin? He had to be in Canada or something like that?
Are you getting Charlie a Christmas gift?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
No.
That's how that works. How that works on this show. Thank you.
I did get one for Rockhead, though.
Yeah, and I am, too.
Mm-hmm. Albeit a very small, very thoughtless gift.
I was talking to Robbie about that, about getting him a gift.
I think Rob and Rockhead have a plan worked out, though. You guys are not getting a gift for each other, right? Isn't that what you and Rockhead have already decided?
It's a long-standing tradition between my partner, Charles Broyhill, and myself, and it's the same policy. We'll get each other nothing. And
based on the playoffs, I'm getting him a nice, cool gun.
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 It's a nice, cool gun. And speaking of playoffs, You're in the playoffs and I'm in the playoffs in our fantasy league, and I thought I'd bring that up because it's a good time.
Yeah, and I play you next week, and I want to tell you something, brother. You're going down.
Well, there's a good chance of that. You got a better team than I do, but on any given Sunday in fantasy football, I love when guys talk about fantasy like it's real football. On any given Sunday, brother.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know that I made the playoffs because I finished with a 500 record, and I was
in our
happy
league.
About
that's
that.
Good enough to make it, Mike.
Yeah, I was happy about that. I really was. Come from behind, I was in the dregs about 4 weeks ago, but I was happy to come back with that 7-7 record. You just hate me talking about this.
No, I don't hate you talking about it. I think it's funny that you're looking at me serious, like you're a real football coach.
I know. We all brag about our fantasy teams. So.
I know, but you have a certain.
But you just don't like me doing it.
No. Well, yeah.
Yes, that's it. That's the crux of the matter.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
But I'm happy.
I don't mind it with anybody except you.
I know. It's just you, anyone else could be bragging, but
yeah.
With me, it's just that you just stop it.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm, you know.
I'm the one who told you that you made it to the playoffs today.
I'll give you your props. If you hadn't told me, I would have had no idea because I thought, like, several different people had to lose their games or something like that for me to get into the playoffs, and I wasn't sure it was going to happen. And, the thing I'm happiest about is that there's some money on the line for even if you get to the playoffs, you get some kind of money.
Loser gets $70.
All right.
Whoever loses in the playoff games. What I think we should really be concerned about is not the fact that you and I were lucky enough to make it to the playoffs, that we're going to be playing each other next week.
Right.
I think we should really be concerned about the commissioner, Charles Broyhill.
The commissioner who had an unbelievable week.
I want to explain this to you. That in an average week in our fantasy football league, the guy who wins the money scores maybe 100 points.
Yeah, maybe a maximum, really, a great week is about 120.
Okay, that's a guy who's just absolutely had everything go right and kicked ass. Charles Broyhill, the commissioner this week, his team scored 193 points.
Truly outstanding.
Now, as I was watching the games yesterday, we got back from the stadium. I told you, my wife made me leave at halftime for the Redskins game. So I got back home. I was sitting on the couch with Bart. We were watching all the late 1 o'clock games and all the 4 o'clock games.
Right.
And we're flipping around, and we see on the bottom of the screen there where it says, Rocket Ismail's brother for Baltimore has 258 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns, and 3 of them are 50-yard touchdowns.
They're putting graphics up on the screen of one of the best receiving performances of
all time.
Of all time. It was amazing.
So Bart says to me, hey, Dad, who's got him? And I said, oh, nobody has him.
It's too obscure. Nobody would have him on their starting
line. I said, the Ravens suck, and anybody who would take an Ismail would take his brother, the Rocket.
Right.
The famous Ismail brother. I said, don't worry about it. I got the computer stuff today.
Couldn't believe it.
Guess who just happened to pick up the Ishmael, who's not the Rocket?
Right.
And guess who just happened to start him in the game yesterday?
Yeah, it's Charles Loring Broyhill.
See, and the thing is, we have no way of knowing if he's dicking us around or if he really just did somehow luck in to starting that guy in his lineup.
Has he ever been asked the question if he wanted to fudge it, if there were any checks and balances, if anybody could find out, what his roster is? You know, we all have to submit our rosters or tell him we're going with the same roster, and I don't know who he has to submit his roster.
Of course he would be able to. He could fudge anything he wanted to on.
Because nobody checks up on him, right?
Right.
I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy that
he could,
puts it all into the computer.
And if we were going to check up on him.
You notice he's not coming in here now because I'm surprised. I'd like to see him defend this.
Furthermore, if we were going to check up on him, he could fudge the checkup. You know what I mean? Since he's got all the software for the league.
Sure.
He could type in. Then, I started Ishmael at, or whatever the guy's name is, I started him at 11:59 on Sunday.
This is coming off the great performance from Tennessee running back Eddie George. Eddie George.
And also he has two quarterbacks. He has Steve Berline.
Right.
And Peyton Manning.
And he didn't start Peyton Manning this weekend?
No. He started Steve Berline, who threw for 350 yards and had 4 goddamn TDs this week.
I mean, 190-something points. It was truly amazing.
Right. Let me talk to one more person who believes that he's rigged it.
Oh, really? There's somebody else? So there's been talk in the league about this.
Well, Bart has some sour grapes because Bart's team was playing Charlie this weekend.
Hello?
Hey, hi, baby. Is Barty there?
Yeah, hold on a minute, Boo.
And if Bart's team won, he would have made the playoffs.
And if Larry had beaten me, he would have made the playoffs, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's good because Larry had a pretty good team this year.
And Bart had a good day yesterday. His team scored 80-some points.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough. You're still over 100 points behind Charlie Broyhill.
195. I mean, no one even remotely close to that.
193 points.
One of the all-time great fantasy game
Hello?
Performances.
Hey, big guy.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, two things. First, that movie. And don't you lie to me. You be honest with me. That movie, Deuce Bigelow. That movie was not that funny, was it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Right. But I had a couple of laughs.
All right, well, thank you for being honest here. As opposed to when we were leaving the theater and every time that I asked you about it all weekend long.
You said it was good.
When you said the movie was funny. Okay, second thing. Charlie Broyhill, fantasy football.
He's been cheating.
You think so?
You really think he's been cheating?
Why would he start Qadri Ismail over Yancey Thigpen when he starts Eddie George?
Well, Yancey Thigpen is hurt.
He is?
Yeah, but you know what? We should check and see if Broyhill's ever started Qadri Ismail.
Here he comes. Here
it's
he
been
comes.
One time this year.
Been waiting for
Hi.
You.
No, I had a call I had to take.
Okay.
I can't start Yancey Thigpen because he's not mine.
Oh, he's not his, Barty.
Right.
But we had that thought
you
yesterday.
Crack me up. The look on your face when you come in and you've got one of those great little zingers, you know, I can't because he's not mine. Now, the Berline moved a little suspect to me.
I started him last week as well.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Barty, is there anything you'd like to say to Charlie?
Who did Berline play last week?
What
last
do you mean?
Last week? I have no idea.
Who did Carolina play?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You started him. You must have a good reason.
I did have a good reason last week.
What was your reason this week?
Because I didn't like who Manning was playing against.
Who is that?
Peyton Manning, my starting quarterback.
No, who are they playing against?
Who?
Oh, man. Who were they playing against?
The Colts.
The Colts were playing New England.
New England.
Mm. So you didn't like the way that that matchup went for your quarterback?
Did not.
So you thought New England's defense was better than the Green Bay's?
I didn't want to start Peyton Manning.
Rob Spiewak.
What, Robbie?
Slowly moving to the microphone.
I think it just might add nicely to the cocktail if you punched up the warm line, too.
Okay, all right, Barty, all right. Hold on. I'm going to conference you with somebody else, buddy. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Larry Michael.
Larry Michael.
I'm just driving down the street, and this is what I've been saying from the beginning of the year. We have to have an investigation of the commissioner. He reminds me of Don King. How he could not start Peyton Manning in favor of Steve Berline, there's no justification.
Well, that's apparently what we're all asking him here, Larry.
Steve Berline, I'm so sorry that I did not start Peyton Manning.
Going up against Green Bay this week, Steve Berline, right?
That was
Carolina Green Bay.
That was who they played,
yeah.
Green Bay. Yeah.
Come on now, come on. Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the league this year.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Larry.
Sorry about the loss, Larry.
I know, thank you.
My best to Darlene.
Thank you, Larry.
Seems to be a great deal of controversy in our league.
And Barty yesterday, hey, Barty, you still there?
Yeah.
Yesterday, at one point, really, Bart asked me seriously, do you think Charlie Broyhill has rigged it so that he can win?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think so. I think he's more honest than that, but now I don't know.
Is there a way, I mean, is there any kind of check and balance for the people, for the person that's putting all the starting lineups in? I mean,
none whatsoever.
If someone, is there
none whatsoever.
For example, if like, you know, at the end of the weekend, if nobody knew what your starting lineup is, you could pretty much, if you were an unscrupulous cheating individual, you could just pop in whatever lineup, you know.
Whatever lineup I want.
And take the money.
That's right.
Well, that's not
and,
right.
And score 100. You're right, it isn't.
And score 193.
So why am I not undefeated?
What is your record?
11-3.
Is it the best record in the league?
No.
It's tied for the best record in the league.
How many pots have you won this year?
Four.
Oh,
you dog.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, last year was not there. How many pots did you win last year? You won a bunch last year.
No, I didn't. I think I won one and tied for another with you.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
All right, well then, just for the record, did you cheat yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I will be picking up some more wide receivers again this week.
I think I have
for
a solution.
For anyone else who wants to care.
I have a solution to the problem, though, for the playoffs, at least.
Okay.
Obviously, you are steamrolling into the playoffs. That Don, would you be comfortable getting a copy of his starting lineup before the weekend?
Yeah.
So you know.
Yes, I would.
You have to buy the first week.
No, I don't, Bart.
You didn't win the division?
No, I did not.
Okay, so win the division?
Yes.
Oh, boy. How did you rig that?
Oh, I should have been thinking ahead.
You should have rigged it so you could win the division.
I should have been thinking ahead.
So I play Mike this weekend. Who do you play?
I play tech radio.
Oh, you will kill tech radio. They suck.
You will kill Mike.
I will.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I hope you win. I'm pulling for you.
I am happy that I made it to the playoffs. I am delighted because I do get some money out of that,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Fantastic. We have no idea. And gentlemen, let me just say, and I know you hate it when I get serious about it, this is a triumph for me.
Good thing you've been
500 records. I did, and that's when did I turn it around. When I started focusing. When golf season was officially
over.
Oh,
my God. This is why I hate this.
That's why Sean Jefferson.
That's why I hate this.
The wheeling and dealing, it was fantastic. I did a great job.
Marty, I will see you tonight. Love you.
I think I have a motive for Charlie winning this week.
A motive. Well,
besides the money?
Yeah, the money was...
Besides the money.
What?
When I lost, I didn't make the playoffs, and he knows I'm the only other series contender.
Okay.
Oh, get off the phone.
Hey, Bart, threatened by you all year.
Bart, you are really in the league now, man.
You
I like
beat
that
me
attitude.
Once already.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marty, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, some great football minds working in this league. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, so you swear you're not cheating.
I swear.
All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Okay. And I, you know, it would, if it was me, and I'd be sitting there going, who can check this? You know what I mean?
We don't have to do
it.
Just have him give us our line. Have him email his lineup on Saturday to us.
To the league.
So, yeah, a mass mailing to everybody in the league.
I think that should be an additional job by the commissioner, especially as we get into the significant part of the season here again. Charlie,
yeah,
is that acceptable to you?
Yeah. Will you email everybody in the league your starting lineup for this weekend?
I will email it to the team I'm playing.
Why will you not email it to the league?
Who are you playing? You're playing
what's
tech
the
radio. They probably, because they probably won't see it. They probably don't care.
No, they'll see it. They care.
No, but we care.
I don't think they care.
No, that's the wrong team, Mike.
I'm sorry. That's right.
The wrong team.
I apologize. That's right.
I don't think they care.
Okay.
Well, no, I think you should have to send your lineup to everybody.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. It's another responsibility for you, the commissioner. But, you know, since you won that many pots this year, that's okay.
Right.
193 points.
But since they don't have to be until 1 o'clock on Sunday, I'll write it down and give it to you.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Because I'll see him on Sunday when we do the Redskins game.
All right. So he does. Does he make changes right up until the line?
Boy. I don't know if he does or not.
Well, you know, hey.
The hotline's ringing again. Hello?
Dad?
Yeah?
May I add in one little tiny thing about Charlie Broyhill?
What about him?
He can't change his lineup once he's emailed it. Because he can say, no, at the last minute, I switched him.
No, well, Barney, that's what he just said. He said that he'll just give it to me on Sunday right before the game.
Okay.
Right before the 1 o'clock kickoff. So then y'all got to trust me that I will then email his lineup to you guys.
Yeah, you have no interest. I mean, there's no
way. I have no interest in helping him win,
no.
For goodness sake.
No, but not at this stage of the game.
As a league outsider, can I tell you what all this boils down to?
What?
He's a handful, isn't he?
Yes, right. He is. Yeah,
okay. All right.
Goodbye. In the Minnesota game, and it's really, you know, as much as I'm making fun of you,
right.
I'm serious last night watching this game.
Sure.
Thinking, you know, Jeff George has got to come through in a big game. Mm-hmm. So he comes in the TV room, he says, please help me out. I said, okay, I'll help you out. So I was supposed to give him sentences, and he translates them
right.
To English.
Dad,
he translates them to Spanish.
You just had to say stuff.
I know, and I gave him the most moronic sentences.
Right.
That you could ever give. How you got a good grade on that test based on my help?
The water is warm.
Is impossible because, like the first thing I said, Charlie Broyhill cheats in our football league. How do you say that in Spanish?
You didn't ask me that one.
But no, I'm not giving you that one right now. Charlie Broyhill cheats in our fantasy league.
Senor, Charlie Broyhill, I don't know how to say to cheat.
Cheat, cheat would be a tough one. Huh?
All right, how about this one? Rob Spiewak drinks too much.
El Senor Rob Spiewak, come demasiado.
Okay. Leah Remini messed her pants.
Again, to mess?
To mess? You don't know to mess?
No.
Leah Remini is hot.
Leah Remini es muy, muy calor.
There you go. Leah Remini will be my next mommy.
Oh, no.
La señora Leah Remini va a ser mi mamá.
Good boy. Soon, we will be moving to California.
Vamos a ir a California.
Gonia.
We will be living with a movie star.
Movie star, are you sure?
No, no. We will be living with a TV star.
Vamos a vivir con una estrella de la tele.
Yeah, very good. There it is.
That's my boy.
Good job.
Honor Spanish.
That's great.
And that's the same crap I was giving him last night. Totally not being
helpful. No, last night it was worse.
If possible. All right. Love
no,
you.
No, seriously, the first sentence was, I think, like, Jim McClure got a bad haircut.
Well, that's a good sentence.
Yeah, that's also a truism.
How do you say Jim McClure got a bad haircut?
I don't know how to say haircut.
Ah, gotcha. All right. I love you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Honor Spanish. Everyone knows it's Hero Cutte.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Were you watching E! Television last night, the Gilligan's Island special?
I turned it on just for a half a second. They did one of those two-hour specials about Gilligan's Island.
Oh, God. Mr. Hal had Parkinson's at the end. And
Really?
Still on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed him. It was
really?
Scary.
Is that the same thing Muhammad Ali has? You mean that shaky thing?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, you mean like in the old episodes?
No. You remember when they ended up making the made-for-TV movies, The Rescue?
Right, right, right.
There was one where they had Thurston Howell the Fourth because Mr. Howell had had his problem.
Right.
And they had him in for one scene.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
The one part I did see.
Is that where Jim Backus had, like, the glasses that looked
way too,
like,
big.
Way too big for his head?
Yeah.
The one part of that show I did see is where they were interviewing... I don't remember her name. We've had her on the show. The actress who was the hot...
Louise?
Yeah, Tina Louise.
Tina
right.
Louise, Ginger.
Ginger. They were interviewing Ginger, and she was so full of herself.
Oh, really?
And she was upset. As a matter of fact, I wish we had the sound bite. She was upset that guys liked Marianne better than they liked Ginger. And she was talking about Ginger... in third person.
Ginger doesn't like that.
No, you're right, she didn't.
The professor
like
plumped
that.
Up quite a bit.
She what?
The professor plumped up.
Yeah, and he's angry.
He's very angry.
He's angry and bitter. We had him in here. We've had several of those cast members. That's sad.
They're angry.
Yeah,
not
very,
my
very
bus. With Happy Kwanzaa, my niggas.
Hey, hi, Happy Kwanzaa. What do you want?
Lano Abuso. Anyway, first of all, I want to ask Bob a question.
Okay, go ahead.
And I just wanted to mention, this is Bill Steve checking, and I'm the one that asked if I can have gay love in your office at your convenience a couple months ago, but you declined me because you could only have...
Oh, we lost him.
Oh,
we never know.
Andy's gone. Such a great call. Trace that call, Charlie.
William Shatner here, relaxing on a beach.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you guys see The Artist and or Prince on with Larry King?
Yeah, it was the most awkward, horrible interview. As
God.
He's just like, yeah, what does your wife call you? Where'd she refer you at? You know,
I'd say if you called me, well, who would you say was calling?
And Prince said to Larry King, honey.
Honey.
She says, hey, honey, come here, honey. You know, Larry's like completely stymied. Hey, that's a clever one.
Prince was just like totally tolerating Larry.
Yeah, those are two men that should not have been in the same room.
Prince is a huge bore. Prince was all over TV. He was on MTV. He was on TRL over the weekend, and they announced it. And he comes walking in. He still's doing that whole shy thing.
Yeah, and he says to Larry, he says, I don't do contracts. And Larry's like, you know, that Larry's like, you don't sign something? You don't have contracts. What is it?
Well, the best was, okay, if you called me, I don't use phones. You don't use phones?
Yeah, Larry. You don't want it to be popular? Your music? What is it? Once the creative process is finished, Larry,
he's got that whole Michael Jackson speak thing happening.
I don't do any, you know, that's the process I'm not responsible for. But you want it to be hot, successful, don't you? You know, Larry, just in a different, really, two totally more different human beings you would not see on camera.
Why do so many girls still want a pork Prince so bad?
He's got that thing.
That's
big.
Rich mini me.
I guess so. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be back. Oh, Big Bill's coming on that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is.
Hold off on all those records.
Yeah, all those records will still suck tomorrow because we're jam packed today. I do want to celebrate a special birthday here in a second.
That's the one.
Via satellite. Charlie's 2X Dab Black is at a wild party.
And Big Bill is on the line right now.
Big Bill.
Want to give you another stanza.
Yes.
In our poem.
Mm-hmm.
The 12 Days of Christmas continues today. We're giving away another Kodak and DC200 Plus digital camera from bargainbid.com.
Great prize.
All right, you want me to go first this time?
No, I actually did it already, because I thought I was next.
Okay, go ahead. What's the next one?
To finish it.
Okay.
And fill the world with some nice anal goodwill.
And fill the world
with some nice anal goodwill.
Some nice?
Nice.
Nice.
Anal.
Anal.
Goodwill. Anal.
All right, give me a moment.
Okay, because I guess we start again now, right? Kind of, you know.
Right.
We could do a haiku after that.
His room covered with geesh and porno. His room is covered with geesh and porno. And porno.
All right.
You got another one? Or?
You want me to do another one now?
Yeah.
Okay. His room is covered with geesh and porno. When it comes to porn stars, this boy's in the know.
When it comes to porn stars, this boy's in the know.
This is after he's killed himself, of course.
You know, we sure do make it work for these prizes. All right, so the new lines in today's limerick are, and fill the world with some
nice
anal goodwill.
Right.
His room is covered with geesh and porno. When it comes to porn stars, this boy's in the know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's tough.
I know it is.
It's tough to do it with a quick turnaround.
On the fly, I know.
Here we go.
But just
very,
think,
very proud with Fill the World with some nice anal goodwill.
Just think how bad it would be if we let Buzz play.
Oh, horrible.
We are horrible.
There would be no music under the dead spot.
Hello, Big Bill.
Yes, Don.
Happy holidays, everybody. It's Big Bill who won our Christmas wish contest last week. Big Bill is now just hours away from going out on his dream date, his Christmas wish dream date with Shiloh and Jenna from TwoExposed.com. Bill, did you get your suits?
Yes, I did. Master's tuxedos hooked me up.
How did it fit? Does it fit okay?
Yeah, it did. They had to search for a while, but they found one that would fit. And it is a tuxedo, not a suit, which is just as good, if not better. Very nice.
Oh, that's good. So you're in a tux now?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to make sure that we thank Wenda over at Master's Tuxedo. She always takes care of the show, and they're really great. For all your formal needs during the holiday season, make it Master's Tuxedo. Have you talked to Jenna or to Shiloh this afternoon, Bill?
I talked to Jenna last night, and it's kind of a, seems like it's a secret of what's going on, but that makes it all the funner, I guess.
Yeah, of course it does, and you know, I don't even know the restaurant you're going to, but I'll tell you right now, it's going to be something when you walk in there on a Monday night with a tuxedo and Jenna and Shiloh on your arm. That will not cause quite a stir, will it?
I don't know. I was just wondering if it was going to be McDonald's or something. Eh?
No, Bill, no, listen. No lie. We're really sending it to a great place.
All right.
And it's only because it's a rather tawdry promotion that the place
sure
doesn't want to be included in the promotion and stuff. So we're paying for the dinner tonight. That's not on the come. What time is the limo going to pick you up, Big Bill?
7:30.
7:30.
Late night. Yeah, it's 7:30. Big Apple limousines. Tony's picking me up.
Tony.
And
I bet Tony volunteered for that.
At 8.
Tony was probably at the front of the line for that one, you know.
Now, will the girls be in the car when they pick you up?
I believe after they get me, we are getting Jenna and Shiloh. I'm not quite sure how that's all working out yet.
Don't fart in the limo.
Yeah, I'm so nervous right now. Good God, I'm shaking.
What is your drink of choice going to be this evening, Big Bill?
Not a real big drinker. I am big, but I don't drink a lot.
How about some nice champagne?
Yeah, wine, champagne, that's great. stuff.
Well, good. Well, this might be, you know, the evening you want to change that.
Go right to some Jack and
go right to the hard stuff. No,
sure.
No pun intended. Hard stuff.
That's it. That's it. Well, the hard stuff might work against me later. So
yeah. Well, I guess it's about time to go clean the pipes.
I got that all under control.
Got that under control.
Got that worked out.
How many times did you clean your pipes this weekend, Bill?
Well, it's not. I kind of am going the opposite way because they are clean. They're so clean. that I'm thinking maybe it'll work better the opposite way.
I got you. So you're building up a reserve.
That's right. That's right, Don.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Well, Big Bill, what kind of response have you got? We talked to your boss, who said he was thrilled for you.
Yeah, sounded like a real nice guy.
Does he have any work for me?
What kind of response have you been getting from your friends about this whole thing?
A little bit of mix. My niece just came in and told me that she's told everyone at school, and I'm like, that's great.
Oh, boy, that's
well, now, what a loser your uncle is. He's...
Yeah, but that loser is a big winner tonight.
That's right. That's right, man.
I mean, no matter what.
If I hadn't said thank you a million times, man, thank you, guys.
Listen.
I really am looking forward to this night.
Don't thank us now.
Yeah.
Thank us.
I will thank you tomorrow.
Give a little silent prayer at about 1 or 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
Right.
When it's showtime.
Showtime.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, you guys, you were talking about, you know, earlier about religion and people praying. I've been praying to God that this would happen, and God is answering my prayers.
Oh, jeez, Bill. I can't tell you how convoluted that is. But
God has answered his prayers
to be
picked up in a limo and spend the night on the town with two adult stars while they perform a two-girl show for him in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Now, Bill.
Exciting.
Listen, here's all I ask of you, Big Bill. The tape recorder we gave you.
Yes.
We especially want to hear... You getting in the limo,
mm-hmm.
okay.
chatting with the driver.
That's right.
We want to hear when Shiloh and Jenna get in the limo.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear any play stuff that goes on, if they're going to play games with you, if they're going to put on a show for you.
This is your indoctrination as a roving reporter, Bill.
We want to hear everything. And we make you this promise that if there's anything you're embarrassed about, you tell us, you know, before the show tomorrow, tell Charlie, and we won't air anything you don't want us to air.
Okay.
But we want to hear dinner.
You might not be able to. Hopefully you're not able to.
Hopefully. Now, we want to hear dinner.
Yeah.
You know, we want to hear the drinking. We
right.
want to hear the driving around. We definitely got to hear the two-girl show.
Absolutely.
When that's happening. And then, you know, if the tape lasts long enough, we'd like to hear how the date ends.
Sure.
Okay.
What you can do, what do we give you, just a cassette player or a cassette recorder?
Yeah, it's a little cassette recorder with a microphone.
Okay, how many, do we give you one cassette or two?
Two cassettes and an extra pack of batteries, so I think I'm set.
Oh, I'm covered, that's
I
good.
I bet we get the whole date then. All right,
yep,
well just...
Charlie was on top of things there.
Make sure that machine doesn't crap out, and Big Bill, countdown now to your date, just about 90 minutes away.
Yep, I got to get going.
All right, Bill. What will your cologne du jour be tonight,
though? It's a choice, toss-up between Dracar and Obsession for Men.
Go with Obsession for Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do.
Absolutely.
No, I'm serious. That's a killer scent. That's a good scent.
No, I agree with you. That's a good. I don't know. I'm not this Dracar.
Dracar is too heavy. It's too heavy.
Yeah.
And Dracar, I'm sure you say it comes in a black bottle.
Oh, but yeah, Dracar will last, won't it, through the evening?
Longer than you want sometimes.
Obsession actually lasts long. It's been... Yeah. You know, about
Bill?
8 years since I've worn either, so
hey, Bill?
Still good.
And if you could get out to a store, I'd recommend getting some Ego East.
Some what is that?
Oh, it's nice. I remember that commercial where they all opened it. Ego East!
And listen, Bill.
Yeah.
When you're putting on the cologne, splash a little down there. I'm serious.
Right.
Before a
right.
big date?
Keep the boxers fresh.
And Bill, what did you have for lunch today, just out of curiosity?
You actually had breakfast for lunch today.
What'd you have?
I had eggs and a waffle.
Oh, Bill.
Eggs.
Oh, Bill. Okay.
Could be a bad move.
Sorry.
Did you get the new underpants?
No, I didn't. But I'm hooked up with some spiffy clean ones. So.
Oh, you got some spiffy clean ones.
Yes, sir.
All right, well,
okay.
Bill, we're rooting for you tonight.
I appreciate that.
Have the greatest night as the winner of our Christmas wish. You know, we could not have picked a nicer loser. We started the contest to pick the biggest loser, and really we couldn't have picked a better guy, I don't think.
He's terrific. And we're all rooting for you. Want you to have a great time.
I'm sure I will. I'm like I said, shaking and
excited
as can be.
Relax, Bill.
All right. Well,
Bill?
Thanks, bud.
Just think tomorrow how many guys are going to come up and ask to smell your fingers. Just think.
Maybe you could take some of Mommy's tranquilizers before the limo comes.
All right.
All right, Bill. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Don't forget, tape everything.
I sure will.
All right, thanks, Bill.
See you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Big Bill. Getting ready for his big evening on the town.
400-pound love machine.
He's a good guy. I want him to do well with this, and he's in capable hands.
Semi-unemployed, lives in his mom's basement, hasn't been laid for 10 years, had to pay for it, then brought us a picture of the Taiwanese hooker he had.
Mm-hmm.
A good guy. We got him the clothes, we got him the limo, got him the girls.
Now it's the night of his life.
Oh, and tomorrow, Shiloh and Jenna will have pictures of the date up on their website. If you want to check it out, it's www.2xposed.com.
Fantastic.
That's where you can find pictures of Shiloh and Jenna also. Quick break, come back. We'll celebrate a special birthday via satellite.
Fantastic.
I will give you just a little hint. We've been peeking. We've been listening. Charlie is bombed.
Yes. I wonder if his friend Joe's going to be here.
I don't know. We'll find out.
This is the... Two petty bourgeois bastards, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, now I want you to bear with me, everybody, because we're trying something that's a little advanced technology-wise for this show. Today is Charlie Stuang Stavulak's birthday.
Unbelievable.
Charlie is, well, do you know the age, Buzz?
59, is that right?
59 today, which means, Robbie, he was born in...
December 13th, 1940.
Where does the time go?
1940. Born before D-Day. Charlie Stuang Stavulak. Now, I happen to know that some of the guys from the station, some of the older boys, some of the upperclassmen, got together and took Charlie to a, I don't know if it's a house of ill repute, but it's a place where there are girls... And there is booze, and there are party noisemakers, and there's loud music and dancing, and we were going to go there via satellite live during our last break.
Right.
And then somebody told me that Charlie's bombed.
I'm not surprised.
And I've never heard Charlie bombed before.
No.
And I'm a little embarrassed, but we did promise him that we would go live to his birthday party, so hoping that he can keep it together. Let me see if I can pull this up now for you.
There's always a little trick.
Hold on.
Bear with me.
Up there. That means it's coming in, Buzz.
That's
got
excellent.
It. And...
Who's the beer on the wall? Now you got a bottle of beer. Right.
Charlie.
It's your best friend in America. Oh, Joe, my best friends in the video station.
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. Hello, John.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
John, you called just as we're opening the gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on. So you give me your gift.
Here you go, Charlie.
Hey, here, have another shot.
Okay, let me open it.
Hold on.
Are you there, John?
Yeah, who's there, John?
John, can you hear me?
who's there, Charlie, besides?
Who's my best friend from the station?
Like Joe?
Joe Arden, Joe.
John, how you doing?
And
hi,
Mikey
Joe.
Rocket.
Hey,
Rocket. Hey,
Rocket.
I'm going to open up Joe's present. Where's Mr. Boyle? Charlie Boyle is going to be at the party. Where did he go? Let me open it up.
I think he's here working.
Pokemon card! Pokemon card!
I had to search everywhere for those cards.
Thank you, Joe. All right, John, are you there?
Oh, Charlie.
Hello.
Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie.
I'm opening up Mikey Rockhead's present.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Come on over here, Rockhead. Come on. All right. Don't make fun of me. It's a small box, Mike. Say something.
I searched long and hard for these.
Very good, moron. All right. Here we go. Pokemon guy!
You love Pokemon,
yeah,
Charlie.
Drink.
Now, what are you drinking, Charlie?
It's yellow. What am I drinking? What is it,
Joe? Goldschlager, guys.
Yay.
Oh, Goldschlager.
Yay. Charlie, birthday party.
I don't think he's had quite enough yet.
Yes, I have. Okay. Now, Mr. Boyle's present, then we're all done.
You know, that Goldschlager is going to make you sick, Charlie.
No, it won't, Don. Pokemon guy! Pokemon guy! Ooh, I'm not working on every name!
What, Charlie?
Charlie?
Don't feel good.
Are you okay, Charlie?
No, we haven't even had to take an ice cream yet.
Now, Charlie?
Put your hat back on, Rocket. Put your pony birthday hat
back on. Hey, Charlie? Charlie?
Hello?
Charlie, I have a phone call for you.
Who's calling?
One of your best buddies.
Oh, who?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hey, what are you doing?
Who's that?
This is Tom Gavin, buddy.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Tom, stop talking like me. Talk like you. Talk like you.
Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
I'm fine, Tom. How are you doing?
What's going on? You going to be there tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah, you going to go?
Yes, I'm going to be there.
You going to breakfast this Wednesday?
Yes. It's
okay.
It's an apartment complex.
Yeah, I know. They always say that it's a group home, but it's not.
It's not. It's
Tyson's
apartment.
Tyson's Towers.
It's apartment. It's a Tyson's Towers apartment.
How's the rain doing?
They're friends.
Hey, watch it.
Jake, hold on, Tom. Hey, Tom, how come you didn't come to the party? Don't talk like me. Don't talk like me. Stop it. Stop it. That's not nice, Tom.
Why did Mike do it?
How come you didn't come to my party?
Tom didn't invite me.
What?
You told me you hate Tom Gavin, Charlie.
I did not, John. I don't hate him. Listen, I got Rob A's gift. Hey, Tom. Tom, I'm going to open up another present, okay?
Okay.
Don't talk like me. Yeah.
What's
hold on.
Need?
Pokemon Go!
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Careful,
Charlie.
Shut up, Tom. Shut up, Tom.
Shut up, Charlie.
You shut up. You shut up.
I'm hanging up on you now, Tommy.
Go eat some more paint.
Bye, Tom.
So that's what happened.
All right. Hello.
Charlie.
You're gone.
Listen, happy 59th birthday.
Don, it's my 59th birthday.
Next year, you hit the milestone of the big 60.
You know what Joe and I are doing after this?
Are you going fishing?
Nope.
What?
It's better than that.
What?
You going to Chuck E. Cheese?
Nope, it's better than that.
What's better than that?
Tell us where we're going.
Good guys.
We're gonna look at naked girls.
Charlie, have another shot.
All right, drink.
Careful, Charlie.
Oh no.
What, Charlie?
Don, I think Charlie may have had enough.
Charlie?
I made him up there.
Charlie made.
Oh no, just like Leah Remini did.
Just like Leah Remini. All right, Charlie.
What?
Charlie,
he's baking a potato here.
Happy birthday,
Joe,
Charlie.
Said I'm baking a potato.
I heard him. Happy birthday, Charlie.
What's Master Fry?
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
All right, bye.
There they go. Today he is a man.
Wow. I don't think he's ever been bombed before.
I don't think so.
What am I doing? Hello.
Okay, there we go.
Beautiful. Satellite off.
You know how first-timers are with that booze.
Oh, don't I know it, Buzz.
Don't I know it.
First beer.
I don't think Charlie's ever even had a beer
before. Joe had him on the hard stuff.
Charlie's had beer before.
Well, has he really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever had that gold.
No.
Gold squander.
No, that's the hard stuff. Most guys puke, but Charlie just, you know, loses control of his other functions. Kind of embarrassing.
Sounds like a hell of a party, though.
Oh, man. You know it's a good party when Joe accuses somebody of baking a potato. That's for sure.
Buzz time.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight?
Tonight, a very bad cop goes to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Prison love.
Yeah.
Yes. Stand by, everybody. We'll be back with the news and the comments in uno momento.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140. From the Don and Mike Show.
That's just like that stupid idea of Leah's. Same thing.
Am I the only one that, maybe I just don't like being in a room with people getting touched? The idea of some person coming over and giving that whole cast of Frasier
massage. Yeah.
Kind of creeps me out, too. You know,
yeah,
a little
heebie-jeebie. Yeah, that's right.
They could have made a better choice, I think. You know,
a massage?
Yeah, then I could get someone to come over and give us massages.
Well, listen, don't forget, everybody's got that assignment tonight.
Right. Yeah.
You have to write your Leo letter, and you have to email it to Charlie Broyhill no later than first thing in the morning.
I'll tell you, as the time, you know, where the show ends approaches, that becomes more and more of a task, and I don't like tasks.
I just told them I'm not even going to do it till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just do it first thing when I get up tomorrow morning.
That's the good time to do it.
Yeah, when you're fresh. Leah.
First thing in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Well, second thing. Third thing, Buzz.
Oh,
sorry. Before we get to news, let's try to finish filling out our digital camera poem of the day.
Very good.
Your turn to go first.
Right. He'll give a nice grin.
Oh.
Elements from other limericks.
And invite young people in.
Will we finish it?
Yeah.
All right. He'll give a nice grin and invite young people in.
See, that way I'm not excluding the boys.
Right.
It might be just girls.
For his daily ritual of gay blow.
Ritual of gay blow? G-A-Y-B-L-O-W?
Why not?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I think you're officially invited back, bud.
Oh, my God.
Don't call yet, though.
All right.
Don't call yet. We might have had more. Although I don't see how we could possibly master this. Top this one.
This is all over the place, but I like it.
This is the master copy right here. And what a great Christmas poem it is.
It's lovely.
But first, here's Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
I got him, Mike.
Really.
A former New York City policeman has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. The former officer is Justice Volpe, who admits he sodomized black immigrant Abner Luima with a broken broom handle. You remember this. It happened.
Oh, really?
It happened in a police station bathroom 2 years ago.
Right.
At his sentencing today, Volpe said he had hurt many people and that he was ashamed. His victim didn't ask the court for a life sentence. He just said, I'm sure the court will make a wise and fair decision. The court decided on 30 years.
You know, I was thinking about that. I heard that news story earlier in the day, and you really, that guy really, to do that type of thing to another human being, you'd have to really prepare it. You know what I mean? You'd have to really take your time to do that. It's not like a random, spontaneous act of violence. That's premeditated, seriously sadistic crap.
Boy, not that I want to defend the guy who did that.
Right.
But I disagree with you. I think it's something that was not planned. I think it was something that they chased this guy into a bathroom, or they chased him. They grabbed whatever was there and just, boom.
Oh, man. Yeah, but still, I mean, to do that, to, I mean, you know, find a target and all that. My God.
He said he'd hurt many people. Apparently, this wasn't the first time this officer had lost his temper.
See, it's one thing to smack a guy. It's one thing to kick a guy. It's one thing, you know, if a guy spits in your face or something and you hit him with the right hand or you hit him in the face. But, I mean, to just, oh, God. The first time I heard that, I was wondering, you really have to have the opportunity to be able to do that and be in an environment that allows that kind of crap to go on.
Well, there's a little closure on that. And now this officer will go to prison where he'll have to watch his own back.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, good luck to him.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get broomstick aplenty up his ass.
30 years without a shower.
President Clinton may be the next head of the Motion Picture Association of America.
Great job for him.
The New Yorker magazine says 78-year-old Jack Valenti is ready to retire and that he would like to be replaced by someone with political experience.
Jack Valenti is ready to move into a coffin. That's what he's ready to do.
He could play Dracula.
Have you ever seen that dude?
Very scary man. But he wants somebody with political experience and a global reputation.
I love your movies. I really do. I'm the president of the Motion Picture Academy of America.
And Todd? To all that, Valenti adds that Clinton would meet a lot more beautiful women in that job than he would with some stuffy corporation.
President Clinton.
You know, you would love that. Wouldn't he love that,
sure,
game?
Sure.
It'd be too obvious.
Hi, Mr. President. Today you're going to be lunching with Julia Roberts.
Fantastic.
Then tonight you'll be having dinner with Susan Sarandon.
Hello.
And after dinner, we've arranged for you to meet with the entire cast of the movie Clueless.
Oh, fantastic. Alicia Silverstone. My goodness, man. Hello, I'm in the woods.
Presidential hopeful Bill Bradley's back on the campaign trail after checking into a hospital Friday with an irregular heartbeat.
Yeah, nice publicity stunt.
Yeah.
But like, this is serious.
You think this is going to help him?
It would got him on the front page of every goddamn newspaper. And what's the big news? Hey, guess what? I'm fine.
Did you see that spokesperson come out and say, you know, George Bush had this too. I might add that George Bush had the same condition while he was president.
When Paul Tsongas was a presidential hopeful, he said he was fine. 5 years later, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people remember that.
Buzz, I believe that was Paul Psongas.
Psongas.
Am I the only guy that thinks that Al Gore certainly gets the, the surfboard, wooden,
right?
Dull. Anybody heard that Bill Bradley or seen him at one of those functions? I think those guys could be twins.
Now, you know why Bill Bradley doesn't have that rap? It's because guys like me remember when he would play basketball.
Dollar Bill.
Yeah. And he was a hell of a basketball player, and that's the only picture that you have in your mind.
But you will agree that he's kind of like...
They all are.
Oh, my God.
They all are.
Well, a lot of people have.
I mean, Bush included, man.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Gore sent a get-well card to Bill Bradley when this happened.
Christ, the only one that I even think is interesting is that guy McCain, and I'm serious, and I think he's mentally unbalanced. I mean, I'm serious. I think he's loopy.
You think his time in a Hanoi prison probably scrambled his brains a little bit?
I mean, he looks like a nutcase to me.
I like him.
He's the only one who's interesting.
That scares me. Yeah. I like him.
I understand the feeling.
I can't help but like, I saw the guy interviewed, and I like it when all the other senators are starting to pick at him, talk about his temper.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
That's his guy.
I know
that's his guy all the way, and it scares me when I like the guy that he likes.
Yeah,
and I like him because
Don, baby, how's it going?
I like him because all the other senators hate him. You know, they're all saying things like,
right.
"Well, we're a little worried about his temper. We're really concerned about his temper." When you see the other senators start to take shots at a guy, that to me is when the guy seems appealing.
Who is a prick?
Who
has no chance of winning?
Who
that prick Orrin Hatch?
Oh yeah, he doesn't have a chance. No way,
prick.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Utah. Please. You're such a prick. A major league prick.
Don't hold back.
Jesus, I hate that guy.
Why?
He's a prick. Because I got to tell you, man. He's just a prick.
56-year-old Bill Bradley has a condition that requires medication.
Peckerhead. Big beady-eyed peckerhead.
Yeah, but what is he more than that?
He's a prick. God, he's a prick.
To sum up.
Right. Yeah. Okay, guys.
All right.
Oh, man.
Prick. 56-year-old Bill Bradley has a condition that requires medication, and he forgot to take his medication.
How convenient.
Convenient.
Forgot to take his medication. Hey, that'll get me on the front page of the newspaper.
You really think he did that for publicity? There's no way.
Now people
can remember that he's got a bad ticker.
No.
People lose votes.
And that he forgets to take his medicine?
No, I don't think he forgot to take his medicine.
No, but if the word is out, I mean, you don't think so, but a lot of people will believe that. I think
it's all crap. Listen, I'm not kidding.
Right. You are 1,000% wrong. There's nothing he would want less than getting out that he's got a bad heart. Yes. That is the
worst. There is nothing he would want more than being the lead story on every newscast and being on the front page.
Shana, you are wrong. You're wrong about this.
He practically ran.
Shane, you ignorant slut. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is conceived. This is bull crap.
He practically ran out of the hospital. His heartbeat returned to normal before doctors could treat him, so he was amazing. He was released.
What an amazing recovery.
And went back to campaigning.
Golly, look at that. Heart attack. Wait, he's up. He's doing push-ups with one hand.
I think he stays the whole
amazing
thing.
Bill Bradley.
Bradley says it's no big deal. He says some of his old NBA injuries bother him more. There's a reminder, by the way, that he was in the NBA.
Buzz, hold on just a second.
All right.
100% stage, Mike.
Really?
100%.
Well, for now, we will have to agree to disagree.
Toe tapping, touch tones right there. Let's hear this whole beautiful lyric that Mike and I painstakingly wrote for you today.
Yes, this is a work of genius.
Nothing better sums up the holiday spirit than the ode to Broyhill.
There it is.
And if you've got it all and you can prove to us that you've listened to the whole show today, be the 100th person to call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-3636. Yes, Dennis.
Oh, hi, Carl. Hi, Mike. How you going? Oh. Got a good couple long?
Where are you? You sound far away.
I'm at 83 Leesburg Pike.
What are you doing at 8353 Leesburg Pike?
I'm selling T-shirts and CDs.
Where are you, on the side of the road?
I'm calling inside the store.
What store, Dennis?
Do you want me to plug it?
Oh, gee, Mr. Yeah. Humble, what the hell is the main reason you called?
Gee, would you please?
Okay, the paper store.
The paper store. Now, do they know that you're there at the paper store?
You're at the paper store in what town?
In Vienna.
He's on Route 7, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm between Sports Authority and Payless Shoe.
How did you wrangle a spot in the paper store?
They asked me to come down.
They asked you to come down to sell your T-shirts?
Yeah.
All right, Dennis.
Will you be signing them for people to buy them?
I'm signing a T-shirt and all that. Hey, Don, Mike?
Yeah.
Can I come down Thursday to give you your annual Christmas gift?
Of course, Dennis. You're a part of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Don?
Yes?
I owe you my life.
I know you do. Goodbye now.
Okay. Exactly. Come on down.
Okay, goodbye.
PolyMall.com. Bye.
Bye.
You know, he's funnier the more shameless he gets.
Buzz, stand by. All right. We have more news and the Caller 100 coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one.
Back and crazy now, ain't they? It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get our Caller 100 thing.
Very good.
Right now.
Right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from?
I live in North Carolina. I listen to you on the peak out of Greenville.
Beautiful. Chris, have you been listening to the whole show?
Absolutely.
Do you have the limerick in its completed form?
I believe I do.
Let's hear it, Chris.
There once was a man named Broyhill who wished for a giant adult toy hill.
Right.
He'd had lots of fun. Up his ass he'd shove a gun and fill the world with some nice anal goodwill.
That's right.
You're doing it justice so far, sir.
His room covered with geesh and porno. When it comes to porn stars, this boy's in the know. He'll give a nice grin and invite young people in for his daily ritual of gay blow.
Very, very good.
That's the most sensitive reading I've ever heard.
Yes. The concept of limerick is, but then again, probably lost on us as well.
You know, but it should go something like this. There once was a man named Broyhill who wished for a giant toy hill. He'd have lots of fun. Up his ass he'd shove a gun
and fill the world with some nice anal goodwill.
His room is covered with geesh and porno. When it comes to porn stars, this boy's in the know.
He'll give a nice grin
and invite young people in
for his daily ritual of gay blow.
But anyway,
that's right, Rob.
I had it written on about 6 different pieces of paper as I was driving home, and I was trying to put them all together.
Technically, Chris, you got it. Thank you for listening to the whole show. You've won the Kodak DC200 Plus digital camera from BargainBid.com, the Internet's first wholesale computer auction site with hundreds of brand-name computer products up for auction every day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
98.1 FM in Greenville. Thanks. Hold on, please.
That's great.
We'll have another of these babies tomorrow.
Nice to get somebody from in that area to get a big winner.
Oh, and then on Wednesday's show, listen, Wednesday, every hour, we're giving away a DVD player and a box set of DVD videos.
Wednesday.
Every hour on Wednesday's show.
And what a great Christmas present that is.
Mm-hmm. Boy, wouldn't you love to win? One of the box sets is the Al Pacino box set,
which means
you get every movie Al Pacino's ever made on DVD.
That's fantastic.
There's like 35 friggin' DVDs in that one box set.
Scarface included in that one?
Of course.
Oh, great prize. Serpico.
All of them.
Oh, that's great.
Even the bad ones.
Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather 2.
Bobby Deerfield.
Okay, speaking of the bad ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. That Egypt Air co-pilot suspected of crashing Flight 990 drank heavily during some of his stopovers in New York, according to Newsweek magazine.
Really?
Yeah, the magazine says he also made unwanted passes at women who worked in the Manhattan Hotel where he and the other crew members stayed.
Newsweek says the FBI turned up these things in its investigation of the crash. Now, none of this does anything to either support or contradict the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane intentionally. Now, what a strange day this has been for air travel. Strange weekend, actually.
Wild stuff.
Talk about flying United in Florida. Two small airplanes accidentally hooked together in midair and were forced to land piggyback style.
Whoa.
It happened over the weekend at an airport near Tampa. The front wheel of one plane smashed through the windshield of the plane beneath it and got stuck there.
Welcome to Ardinger Air.
Die!
The pilot of the top plane didn't see the other aircraft below him, obviously. Both planes landed safely together in a grassy area.
Here then, now, gentlemen.
Just in a few minutes ago, no injuries reported in a mid-air collision between two Air Force jets over Texas. Two Air Force jets bump into each other west of San Antonio. The pilots, both of them, managed to land safely after their mid-air collision.
Man.
Now, elsewhere in Florida...
that's one of the pilots right there after the collision.
Very relieved. Elsewhere in Florida, a flight instructor has been accused of drunken flying. Authorities say Jeremy Martinez flew from Sarasota to Naples with a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit.
I'm all right. Let me know.
When I need someone just to be with, to talk with, I love Jeremy.
There you go. Watch this. I'm going to do a barrel roll here.
He was arrested as soon as he touched down yesterday. Air traffic controllers say Jeremy was completely incoherent when they tried to maintain radio contact with him.
I don't understand what you mean, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm not answering the phone. I'm flying the airplane now.
Yeah. Police say they tried to stop...
His eyes closed just like that, too.
Police say they tried to stop the plane from taking off, but they couldn't get to it in time.
Attention tower. I don't care who knows this. This is pilot Jeremy Coleman. I've had 2 grasshoppers and a pink lady already. I'm bummed out of my... freaking mind.
Now I'm going into the wild blue yonder.
The kids who shot up Columbine High School thought that Steven Spielberg or Quentin Tarantino might want to make a movie about them. Videos they made, now viewed by editors of Time magazine, also revealed that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold say they plan to kill about 250 students inside a 15-minute period. Those videos were left out in Harris's room where they could easily be found by his parents and police. Also on the tape, Harris complained that his classmates made fun of his face, his hair, and his shirts. And there's a big controversy this afternoon. The parents are very upset. They said that the law enforcement authorities promised them that those tapes would never be viewed by the news media. The news media, the people at Time magazine, have obviously seen it. And now the law enforcement agency officials are saying, well, we showed them to the people at the magazine, and they promised they wouldn't say anything about it. And now, of course, it's in the magazine.
Well, I was watching something unrelated to this over the weekend with Spielberg being interviewed. I guess, does he have a movie coming out or something? Is that why he's doing so many interviews, or is it just the end of the millennium? He's the biggest genius in the world.
Because I don't think he's got a huge project out there. He might, he's always got something cooking.
Gets his ass kissed like nobody else. I believe he's directing the movie that's going to take the DC party into the millennium. There's like a 20-minute movie that they're doing for the downtown thing, the one with Will Smith.
Okay.
And I think he's doing that.
That's right.
So I was watching in the interview with Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's an ass kiss to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's our ass kiss.
Oh, no, we're big fans of Katie Couric.
Right.
But, she's just smooch, smooch, smooch. And it's like she starts, she's got that big toothy grin, and she goes, Steve, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. And he goes, settle down, Katie. Settle down.
Yeah, he's one of the, a la Tom Hanks, definitely has read every clipping.
Yeah, so then they go through all the movies, like Close Encounters and E.T. and all the great movies he's made. And then she starts just absolutely, she might as well got a straw. She should have just gotten a straw and just hooked it right up to his buttock. Because she starts with the, at what point did you decide to go from being the man who makes our fantasies come true to being the man who chronicles the greatest events of our time?
Oh, man.
And then you have to sit through the boring stuff with Eric, and I did, with him, at length.
As opposed to saying, you're overstating it just a little bit.
A guy who tries
to be with
Right. about Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, how he decided that he wanted to do something to educate people. I'm watching them just thinking, you know what, man? You're a nerd,
who's good with a camera and you're talented making movies.
Yeah, it's all about priorities. It's all about, you know, our society paying attention to everything that's important and getting accolades to people that deserve them also. You know,
right.
I mean, movie makers, yes, they deserve. If you make a great movie, it moves you. Fantastic. But, I mean, it's just nonstop.
But they are treating him like he is the friggin' Pope.
Yeah.
You know, she was the worst. Like, Schindler's List changed my life. Saving Private Ryan. What were you thinking when you were making it? And then they go to the video of Spielberg on the set.
Right.
Where he's got the megaphone, and he's got that baseball hat on, and he's yelling at Tom Hanks. No, no, Tom, you've been shot, Tom. Now, think about your family. Think about the family back in Kansas. Like, you know, what a bunch of bullcrap. Really? Steven Spielberg is a prick.
Oh, dear. But your comment on modern movie making right there.
He's a prick.
Another one.
Great movies. No doubt about it.
Right, great movies.
The greatest movie maker of our time.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though. It's when the individuals that make fantasy, which are what the movies are,
right.
I mean, you've got guys that take themselves just a little too seriously and gets a little frustrating.
And she was helping it right along.
And that's, you know, we're in the nowadays, I mean, the culture of celebrity where, man, I mean, these people have been on pedestals for so long. They've been deified for so long that I really think it's almost impossible in some cases to keep your perspective on things. And so that when they're asked a question like, you know, you're God. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
You answer the question by saying, yes, you're right. You know, I felt that way for some time. And that's you know, but that's, you know what? I really don't think that's the fault of the people that are being deified as much as it is sometimes the people that are talking to them like that.
I mean, I'd love to ask. There are questions I'd like to ask him. Hey, what happened to your marriage with Amy Irving?
You know,
hey, how come you adopt like 15 kids? Do you have a low sperm count?
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen the movie Porky's?
Mm-hmm. And you know something? I think that's the reason why Steven Spielberg someday will be sitting in this studio.
I hope so.
There you go.
You say, Steve, buddy. Buddy, Buzz, time out.
Please. All right.
Time out. Well, more news and more comment. And I'm sure more pricks in the news.
Sure.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
There you go, Boychuk.
Also on the Cold War front, Russian President Boris Yeltsin made it clear he's not happy about the pressure being applied to the U.S. to stop picking on Chechnya. Quoting Yeltsin, Bill Clinton permitted himself to forget what Russia means and that Russia has a complete arsenal of nuclear weapons, end quote.
Here's what else he had to say.
You know, they got to get that drunk out of there. I don't like that guy. I don't trust him.
It's very scary what he said there.
Here's what else he had to say.
Mr. Yeltsin.
He had a lot to say on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the tape cues up, I'll let you hear some more. Boris, baby?
That sounds like you.
That was me.
Very good. That's a Boris Yeltsin burp that sounds like maybe me.
That was you.
Mm-hmm. That's a Boris Yeltsin burp that could be Charlie Broyhill.
Who's Buzz?
Damn. That's Rob.
Yeah, of course that's Rob. You see how red his cheeks get when we play that one?
Gee, I hope that Boris Yeltsin has a Tim McWilliams style burp.
Coming right up, Mike.
That's just gross.
I love that.
Terry?
Christine.
Okay. Best ones are the ones you make yourself.
That's right. That was Charlie Broyhill.
Just like cookies.
Yeltsin also met with the president of China, greeting him with the words, "How do you do, my dear old friend?" Hillary Clinton says her husband's military policy of don't ask, don't tell doesn't work. At a fundraiser for her New York Senate campaign organized by a gay rights group, Mrs. Clinton says the policy was a compromise solution made for political reasons.
Ah, here's Hillary Clinton.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
That was backstage. He wants you to play the tape of her on the podium.
Cue the big ankles.
There are already gay and lesbian Americans who serve with distinction in the military, and they should be able to do so without discrimination and harassment.
She wants something so badly. You know it.
Do you think it's really that she wants, or perhaps does she want someone else?
She has needs.
Yeah, but I think...
I mean, she just needs the baloney pony. I don't know if it's from Clinton or whoever the guy is she has on the side.
You don't think possibly she could get satisfaction from another woman?
Yes.
Yes.
The
think that's a possibility. Mrs. Carmichael, I think that's a possibility. But no, she strikes me as a meat lover. Meat lover's pizza.
Okay.
I think so. I think she has... She has definite needs.
How do you feel on that divorce thing now? Have you changed your mind?
No, absolutely not. There's no way they're getting divorced.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mrs. Clinton.
However, I'd like to announce I'm getting divorced because I'm going to marry this picture of Kathy Lee Gifford as soon as the show is over. Your picture, will you be my wife?
It'd be an interesting wedding as you're standing next to, up at the altar next to a picture.
She wouldn't talk back. I'll tell you that. Mrs. She'd lock her in my briefcase when she acted bad.
Try it.
Mrs. Clinton says this won't be the last time we'll hear differences between her political positions and those of the White House.
And what about her sexual position?
That I don't know about.
Okay, everybody.
Sexual.
I hope you have all 12 days of Christmas.
You got to sing for us.
And I hope you're ready to sing it out.
Right.
Be the 100th person to call the Rockhead right now at 1-877-365-3636. If you have the entire list of the 12 days of Christmas, you win the Kodak DC200 Plus digital camera from bargainbid.com.
All right.
Got it right now. If you call her 100, good luck.
This is the Dawn and
what? You're terrible together.
I know.
You shouldn't even be together.
I used to be your sister, but yeah, now I am your mommy.
It's making me sick to my stomach. And listen, when I check into my dorm at Columbia University, I don't want to hear anything from you. I know you live in New York, too, but just stay away from me. You're making me die inside.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show.